You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So National Treasury has been on quite a bit of a drive. They've put out a couple of statements and press releases and thoughts around what they're thinking about various things. And we're going to look at some of those things now and see if we can make sense of them. We're going to take a look at the latest proposal from Treasury to introduce a floor price on alcohol. This would, of course, affect the minimum selling price that alcohol would be sold at. It would affect the taxes around that, and possibly even how excise duties are looked at as we know them. I'm joined on the line by the Acting Tax and Financial Sector Policy Deputy Director General at National Treasury, Chris Axelson, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Chris. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about this latest proposal. What is National Treasury thinking here and why?
Thanks very much. Hi, Jimmy. Hi, everyone. So we're looking at this, the way we tax alcohol. We haven't reviewed it in a long time. The current system where we try and put a tax based on the average selling price of wine or beer or spirits isn't really fit for purpose anymore. We've been increasing the taxes on that, and we've gone above what we the guidelines that we say that we would tax it. So we need to review it and potentially make a change. One of the options we have there is having a minimum unit price. The big problem we have here is the harmful use of alcohol. If, you know, excessive use of alcohol has these very negative social and economic consequences. You know, as a Treasury, we want to increase the price. People might not like that, but we want to increase the price to try and reduce consumption. One of the ways of doing that is having a minimum price, but we've also got other options in terms of reviewing the tax on alcohol for how we should tax wine, how we should tax beer, and other changes that we should make.
Chris, would it not be better to take a look at some other measures? I mean, when we talk about taxes, typically the people that feel the taxes are, yes, the consumers at the end of the day, but and businesses just do some of the passing on of that. Should we not be looking at other measures such as the what was done within the tobacco space, putting in place bans on advertising, putting in place systems where you've got a very strict law that says drinking and driving is illegal and this is the penalty? Should we not be looking at deterrence measures outside of just taxes? Well, I suppose that would sit with different departments, not with National Treasury.
Yes, it does. But we also, we work quite closely with other departments on this. We try and take a holistic view of this issue. You've got to use lots of the different policy levers that government has at its disposal to try and deal with this issue. Tax is one of the issues. There's quite a lot of research that's been done worldwide on, you know, which is the best measure. As you say, like, should you do advertising? Should you look at driving? A lot of the research comes out and says, actually, it's price. It's just price that has some of the biggest impacts on reductions in consumption, and especially excessive alcohol consumption. So that's what we're trying to focus on. We will work with other departments on other mechanisms as well, but the overall goal is to try and get that consumption down.
So Chris, take us through how these proposed measures could potentially play out. I know obviously at this point, because nothing's been finalized, it's difficult to say this is what's going to be set in stone. Take us through just some of the excise duties implications on the various types of alcohol, because I imagine you see them differently based on the alcohol content of each beverage and those sorts of things.
Yeah, sure. And so this is a discussion document, so we really put it out, and anybody from the public can comment, and we get comment from industry, from the public, from NGOs, and we look for those comments, and then we can have a discussion about it. But we've put forward a few options. The one interesting part of our current system is that wine isn't taxed on an alcohol content basis at all. It's just taxed per liter of wine. So you could have a wine that is only 5-6%, and it's taxed the same as another wine at 16%. So, you know, we think that we should move potentially to an alcohol content basis, but also we were thinking we should do something like Canada, where they have different bans for the amount of alcohol you have within that wine. So a much lower level of alcohol volume would have a lower potential tax rate, the middle, higher, and then for much higher level, you know, a higher tax rate on that. So that was for wine, which would be quite a big difference. It's going to be interesting to see what the industry says there. Of course, all exports would not face these taxes, so it's only for local consumption, so it wouldn't hurt the export market. On beer, it's a similar type of thing. We're saying, should we look at the different types of beer? We think it's a great move by the industry to start selling lower alcohol beers, zero beers, or 2 or 3% beers where alcohol is lower. So should those also have a lower value? Beer is taxed based on alcohol content, so you know, the higher value, the higher alcohol content beers do face a higher tax. But we're saying let's make it even more progressive. So for the lower alcohol content, you actually make it even lower, and for the higher, you make it even higher. So those are the types of changes that we're looking at. There's also quite a big difference between the tax on wine and the tax versus beer. So taxes on wine is taxed at quite a lot lower of value, which is similar to all wine-producing countries. We think that differential should be reduced a bit. And for spirits, which is taxed by far the highest, we're not saying that there should be much of a difference. It's just that it should generally increase over time. So we want to also keep discretion for the minister. So this is used as a revenue instrument here and there. So it'll allow, we do want to allow the minister to make increases above inflation if he would like to, but potentially capped at no higher than 10%. But these are all just proposals, and we will discuss them, and they could change over time.
I sense a very interesting 2025 budget speech. Chris, before I let you go, I want to dip into your brain as the expert at National Treasury around something else that I know for a fact doesn't sit with you and your department, but I'm going to ask you to weigh in on it, and that is the fact that National Treasury has also come out as Treasury to say that the guarantees that are currently being put forward for independent power producers are unsustainable. As of June of this year, I believe there's a contingent liability of around 300 billion rand that had been set aside at the moment for or by Treasury rather on this. And I kind of wanted to take a look at the thought process here. Obviously, 300 billion rand sitting as a contingent liability on the national balance sheet is a worrying amount. Your thoughts and your comments around the unsustainability of the IPP guarantees?
Sure. No, so this is, it's a very mature market. I mean, we're moving to the seventh bid window with all these renewable energy independent power producer programs. So a lot of these auctions have taken place. A lot of the projects have come to fruition and are moving along. You know, these guarantees are for if Eskom can just never pay, you know, and if they default on those agreements, then Treasury will come in. We've tried to reduce this contingent liability. You don't want these big, big liabilities on your books as a nation. The rating agencies look at that, investors look at that, and if they're too high, they get a bit concerned. So we were just saying for the next bid window, reducing it from 100% guarantee down to an 80% guarantee. And we don't think that will affect the auction too much. So there'll still be some, you know, security there for the project managers, but it will help reduce those contingent liabilities and reduce the risk on our books.
Well, something else that would help reduce those risks on National Treasury's books is fixing Eskom, but I suppose that's a conversation for another day. Thank you so much, Chris, for the time and for the insights. Chris Axelson, Acting Tax and Financial Sector Deputy Director General at National Treasury, on the latest proposal from National Treasury to introduce a floor price on alcohol.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.